Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So you guys ever had something that you've gone through that you just stop telling people because you just don't want to go through the hassle of the conversation?
Like telling the story again?
Yeah, just telling the story
again.
Especially
if it's bad.
Yeah. And so, I had a boyfriend for almost the last year, and we broke up about a month ago, and one of my best friends still doesn't know about it because I just don't want to go through the conversation.
Like, she can't be like a first-tier best friend then. She's got to be like a second or a third.
No, she is. She's like one of my best friends from college. She just doesn't live here in Atlanta. And so, and we're about 3 hours of a time difference. And with our schedule being so early, like when we're done with work and I'm like going home or like calling friends on the way home or whatever, it's still like early in the morning. Like she's just getting to her office at work or whatever. So by the time she's done with work, we're already in bed.
Right.
You know, we're already going to sleep. So the time difference has something to do with that, too. But I just don't feel like going through the whole story because it's going to be like, well, why and what happened and this and that. Right. And then I'll, you know, potentially get all emotional about it again when I'm like, you're fine.
You just want to detach yourself from it for a moment.
Yeah, but that is screwed up. Like, there is something wrong with me that I haven't told her, and it's been weeks.
She's going to be so offended.
She is going to be offended.
Will you tell her that the breakup happened later than it did, just so she's not offended by how much distance?
I hadn't even thought about that
that's
yet.
That's a good idea.
I hadn't even thought about that, but I just feel like...
When did you guys break up? Oh, last year. Last week? Yep.
I just don't even want to go through, like... the whole exhausting, you know, process of what that takes to go through. So I just like avoid it. Like, I wonder if somebody's just like avoided telling people in their life about like even bigger things that like lost their job.
And then
just like, or divorce.
Or when I got sick with my kidney disease, like I felt bad because there were some people that, who did not live here, who had to find out either through friend of a friend or, you know, online, you know, when the AJC covered the story, that had to read it online or because they, because it's an explanation. It's the whole emotional explanation. It's their initial, what? And how did it, you know, and you have to go through the whole kind of storyline of how it started and ended. And sometimes you just don't want to, you know, because at the time that's what everybody wanted to talk to me about. And I felt like I don't want to be completely defined by my illness. So there were times I just didn't want to talk about it. And those, you know, in talking with those friends, if I had any interaction with them, it was just kind of nice not to have to deal with it, you know?
Melissa sparked a memory for me is that Stacy and I have a friend that went through her whole cancer process without telling her parents.
Wow.
She didn't
really
tell anybody in the family because she knew that they would dote over her and they'd move down or they'd be overly concerned. And she sort of felt like, I've got to deal with this thing with me and my husband. And if I get my family involved, it's going to be a mess. So I got to take care of myself. So she is about 3/4 of the way through her cancer process right now and the healing. And she just now told her parents and her brothers.
I could understand it. As horrible as that is, I could understand it. Because that's all anybody wants to talk about. And after a while, it's like, can we? Because I had arguments with my family. I had arguments with Millie Pete. Can you, when we talk, can you ask me about something else besides how I feel?
So maybe by not telling a couple people, then that's your like safety.
That's my safety zone. Yeah.
The problem here is when you go
a happy place.
When you go that long, though, eventually you have to tell everybody in the family, and then the order that you tell them in is so important because she told some in-laws before she told her actual
brothers. No.
And her brothers are having a really tough time giving that up.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I am in the process of losing my house, and I have not, I have told some people, told my family, and told other people, but my best friend, I really did not want to tell her about it. And one day she was asking me about my house by email, and I just responded back, I'm losing my house, I don't really want to talk about it. And she, you know, couldn't let that go and was asking me questions like, well, have you tried getting a second job or a part-time job? And all of a sudden, it's like, look, I've tried. Thank you. I don't really want to talk about this anymore. So it's just a matter of not wanting to deal with the questions and the comments.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's exhausting.
You just get to a point where you've played it out in your head so many different times and hit it from so many different angles.
And it's emotional to go there. So, you know, like I know as soon as I pick up the phone and call her, it's going to be emotional. It's going to send me like back into the thinking about all of those things, like all over again and rehashing it all, just like it would be with your illness or with, you know, with losing the house or whatever. And you just like aren't up for the emotional strain or the, you know, or the sadness it's going to put on you.
And this time of year, how many people have not told people about their job loss? Mm-hmm. And they've probably been out of a job for 6-8 months and probably still haven't told people
about
it, you know?
It's true.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.